There is in France a big push to become more sustainable in the built environment. We have the RE 2020, if I'm correct, and forgive me my French, but it's the Décret Tertiaire.
Perfect.
Okay, as well. Can you explain what that is?
Yes. So these two regulations were built by the French government to really sensibilize the building sector in France, because in France the building sector is representing 25% of carbon emission and 44% of energy consumption for France. So it's really a lot. So these two regulations, the first one, the Décret Tertiaire, is focused on existing building, and the goal is to reduce the energy consumption. So there is a trend to respect from now to 2050, with an emission of a decrease of 40% by 2023, 50% to 2024, and 60% to 2050. So it's a really challenging.
It's a strong,
And the second one is the RE 2020. So RE 2020 is more oriented to new building and redevelopments. And the goal is really to reduce energy consumption, to have more isolated buildings, to also reduce the carbon emission. And one of the, which is really important also, is to construct buildings that are really adaptable to future climate changes.
All right, so it's really boosting the whole development boosting, of this mindset, but you, as a an investor, as a developer, you have to.
Exactly. And as already at Redevco, we didn't wait for this regulation, so it is not so big news for us, because we already integrated all these constraints and all these future changes. So in all our project, we are working with this. We are reaching BREEAM Excellent for all our project. We are working with experts in sustainability and net zero carbon also, so they are there to guide us in the right road to reach really high level of excellence in terms of construction. So we prefer reuse than demolish. For example, we work with the platform CycleUp. And CycleUp is a platform that allows us to reuse or to recycle a lot of building materials that we have on site. And as an example, we are really careful about this. For Rue de Rivoli, we have some asbestos, so we remove the asbestos, and there was some asbestos on the glasses. And we were able to sort asbestos from the glasses. So the glasses could be reused or recycled, and the asbestos would be destroyed. And if we were not so careful, we would just have take the glasses and destroy all of them.
Okay. So it's really good that we really try to do these type of things. I know in Hamburg, for instance, we are reusing the steel construct in the fundament, and we are also recycling the concrete. So we do this in projects across across our group. That's great, but it's about environment and it's less about social, whilst social is more becoming more and more important.
Yeah, social, as I told you before, it's more regarding final consumer, because this is very technical. So we try to work with association. We try to develop a green area on our asset. Vegetal rooftop as much as possible. We have also this panel, solar panel, on some assets in order to recycle energy,
renewable energies.
We have also some very important action in order to create a link with local talent in Bordeaux, in Lille. The facade of the building, which is very visible for the visitor, could be a fantastic window for people to attract and to show artistic
talent.
So yeah, we have a web radio for talents also in Bordeaux. So we are working a lot. We try to give to give sense to sense.
Yes,
you understand?
Yeah.
To every place we are developing.
Yeah, there's a purpose to this, and we also educate the end consumer in a way. Yeah. Well, maybe not.
Yeah.
Our tenants will do that, but we will also try
to. They do it, but we can do it too.
Yeah.
It's a common target for everybody.
Yeah.